Kenny, that was a pretty eventful evening, but ultimately one you're probably satisfied with at the end of the day.
Yeah, very, very satisfied. And you know, the way we set up at the start, it was a, you know, little bit of a slope. The wind was going towards them, and we just didn't, you know, I didn't think all night really handled their centre forward very well. Conceded a goal from a set piece, been an Achilles heel for us so far this season. But I've got to say that as the game wore on, my centre backs grew in terms of confidence, and you know, we scored two excellent goals as well through Houndstrup and through Ronan Curtis to win the game.
How concerned were you after 10 minutes?
Yeah, it looked like one-way traffic coming, you know, coming down the hill. We couldn't get out. We couldn't win a header at either end. And obviously, you know, they're going to get up ahead of steam. But, you know, we're playing Harrogate away. They've had a you know, good season so far. It was always going to be a difficult game. Delighted with the application that the players showed, because throughout the game, they worked hard at trying to get the grips with the opposition. Not sure that we were exactly dominant necessarily, but found a way to win. And as I said, two excellent goals and a lot of character in you know, particularly in that early period. You know, the likes of Christian Burgess, you know, had one or two slips early on the surface, but you know, by the end, I thought for Christian, you know, he really was strong and dominant and showed a lot of character tonight.
Given your troubles with late goals recently, how pleased were you the way you struck the last 10?
Yeah, the centre forward back was a handful for us, you know, the whole of the way through the night. We couldn't, you know, cope with him in terms of the first ball, and it's something we have to address. There's some, you know, too many goals, set pieces, you know, gave us a, they've won three headers in our box to score, and that's disappointing after not many minutes in the game. But we have got a good group in terms of character, though. They dug in, they worked hard for each other. I've got to say, in terms of how we were at the back, you know, we kept going and, you know, found a way in the end. Two excellent goals, though, really helped us. And I've got to say as well, you know, fantastic turnout from our fans and backing, because obviously the weather tonight, you know, the distance, the fact that the game was delayed, they stuck right with the boys all the way through, and we do appreciate that.
Not without a cost, though. Tom Naylor looked absolutely devastated when he went off. What's his issue?
Yeah, two muscle injuries and two robust players as well. So frustrating for us. We'll see. Excuse me.
Is that hamstring, though, for Naylor?
Hamstring for Naylor and an adductor for Sean Raggett. Don't seem too bad, so hopefully they will recover. But, you know, usually in terms of, you know, their body definition, for Tom, he's a robust player, very unusual for him.
You'd be fearing 4 to 6 weeks over the hamstring like that, though.
Really hard to tell at the moment, to be honest with you. I hope it's not too bad. He's, you know, he's been a really good player in his time for us. But similarly, you know, Anton Walk's come on and did a very good job in front of a, you know, a big centre forward that's caused us problems all night.
Worry, though, with McCrory and Naylor and Raggett, suddenly just out of nowhere injuries start to pile up.
Yeah, maybe they do, but it's opportunities for other people. You know, we've got a squad of players for a reason, and it's you know, the reason is that, you know, we have to come through, and you know, we have a capable squad as well. You know, the boys that are out, and we have a little spell now, you know, without a game. Obviously Saturday's game is off, so we'll see how things are, and you know, whenever we do play again, which is a week on Saturday, we have to make sure we're ready. We will be.
Where was Ellis Harrison tonight?
Ellis Harrison had a bad back and just reacted, you know, quite badly in the last 48 hours, so didn't think it was a game to risk him, unfortunately. But again, you know, we do hope that he recovers pretty quickly, and by the time our next fixtures come around, he's okay.
And just finally, Altrincham now at home in the next round. You're reacting to that?
Yeah, it's another difficult tie, but a home tie. One that we should not be overconfident, but should look at as a good opportunity to get into the third round.